WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's UN ambassador says today he has conveyed to Washington it will respond firmly to the United States if it becomes directly involved in Israel's military campaign. Trump advisors appear split on that. ABC's Perry Russum.
U.S. and Israeli intelligence appear to differ on their assessment of Iran's capabilities. Israel claims Tehran is closer to a nuclear weapon, while U.S. assessments say Iran is several months to 1 year away from a deliverable bomb.
A nighttime attack by Russia on Ukraine has killed 15, most in Kyiv, which saw its deadliest attack yet. Gazans lining up for flour encountered bullets by Israel. The Gaza Health Ministry reporting 51 killed, Israel acknowledging several casualties and saying it will investigate. The Fed wraps up its meeting on interest rates today, expected to keep them where they are. The Stanley Cup trophy will stay where it is in Florida. Panthers win in six. Sam Bennett is the MVP. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison's hazmat team was dispatched to a building near Camp Randall, their second deployment in just 2 days. And Alder Regina Vitiver told WKOW the two incidents are related. Monday, the State Department of Justice, police, firefighters, and hazmat crews were on the west side responding to some sort of scene there. And then yesterday, they were on Spooner Street near Van Nuys Avenue. The State Journal reports the address authorities were at corresponds with a man who was charged with first-degree homicide and stalking. Officials reiterated that the public is not in danger. And the state Supreme Court has struck a blow to the Republican-led legislature, saying lawmakers cannot hold up the attorney general from finalizing settlements in lawsuits. This partially undoes a 2018 lame duck law requiring the Department of Justice get approval from the legislature's budget committee before settling. The state Supreme Court has a liberal majority, but Tuesday's opinion was unanimous and written by Brian Hagedorn, one of the court's conservative justices. The decision comes as Call announced Wisconsin and other attorneys general plan to move forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. The suit accuses Purdue of aggressively marketing painkillers and fueling the opioid crisis.
There has been devastating loss of life as a result of this epidemic. One of the things that we have known throughout this process is that in seeking accountability from companies like Purdue, while we will be able to get a measure of accountability, we're never going to be able to get the kind of recovery that I believe matches the scale of the harm done.
Under that agreement, Wisconsin would get about $80 million and about half of that in the first 3 years. That's on top of the more than $780 million already awarded to Wisconsin and local governments from earlier opioid-related settlements. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. They did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. They got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the eighth and followed that up with a two-run homer in the ninth, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Look for temperatures to drop into the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms and heavy rainfall. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress. For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Who wins in war? Billionaires do. We discuss one such billionaire's efforts to buy Wisconsin elections and the lawsuit to stop them with Jeff Mandel and Scott Thompson of Law Forward.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
You know. Welcome to the jungle. We've got jungle heat out there, man.
The humidity is really high.
WMDX 92.7. I just can't stand it. This is just I wore a shirt thinking, well, it's got that morning chill, right? There's no morning chill out there. I throw my long sleeve shirt on just in case. You know, again, no morning chill. There's nothing out there. It's just hot, humid, sticky, ungodly.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
The dew point's got to be just awful.
Oh, it's
just
off horrendous. The charts already. Are you kidding me?
Huh?
Oh, man.
Can you check the dew point on your WMDX Samsung watch?
Does that have dew point? I actually check it on the WMDX weather fold.
The fold.
It's called the fold.
The fold.
Not a lot of people can afford the fold.
It's an expensive phone. I wonder if Trump will have a fold. Mobile phone in his lineup.
Wouldn't that
of new
be
mobile
interesting
phones?
If he could? But they're only using like old used warehoused phones that they could paint gold and then sell for $500. God, what a con.
Seems like a moneymaker to me.
Yeah, that's a big one. Dew point is 68, not 70. It was 70 a couple of days ago.
Oh, man.
But, 68 right now. Humidity 100%.
Yeah.
So it's like swimming outside.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
I think the air conditioning is working okay here, right?
It's fine.
Don?
I think so. Yeah, it's pretty
good. It's
fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Dom is still wearing sweatshirts. He's got a hoodie on.
And I got my beanie on, too. I don't have it on right now, but I brought it. So
just in case.
Just in case.
Okay. Well, good morning, 92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy, along with our producer extraordinaire, Dom Lee. And here we go for a Wednesday.
All right. Well,
it's cloudy out there.
It's one way to kick it off there, you know, telling everybody what day it is.
Well, some people just waking up, they may not know. What day is this? Oh, is it, what is it? Is it Saturday? No. Tuesday? No.
And don't we wish it was Saturday?
Well, it's going to get in the 90s, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. That's what Charlie Shortino is talking about this morning. You know, I watched Charlie early in the morning just to see what expensive Italian suit he's wearing
today. Exactly, yeah.
You know, he's Italian through and through.
And so
he loves those suits, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. And he's always got the little handkerchief thing, you know, in the pocket and you know, a tie clasp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very sharp-dressed man.
I want to see if he can come up with, you know, the really old Italian suits that were just so wonderful.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what are they, shark skin?
Yes. Yeah.
The shiny.
The real shiny ones.
Yeah,
we should send him a note. And say,
yeah.
Don't, a wardrobe advice.
Didn't you pick up on it? Shark's skin, very popular.
It's coming back, Charlie. You could be on the cutting edge. Yeah. Man, right. He's a clothes horse, that Charlie Shortino.
Yes.
Anyway, I know Charlie. I go way back with Charlie. He and I started at the same time at Channel 15 in the weather department. And then... I started the morning show over there, and then I left for South Bend, Indiana, and he took the job, and he's been there ever since.
And who knew?
Doing mornings.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so it's cloudy this morning, heavy rain and thunderstorms at times. Shall we spin the weather roulette wheel? Do we want to do that?
Why not?
Yeah, see what the high temperature, because it's already 68. What could the temperature possibly be?
Let's there it see. Is. Ooh, boy, that's spinning.
It's pretty spinning fast this morning. And it's, wow, it only says 70 for a high. So temperature's not going to move all that much.
Okay.
Is that what your WMDX
black
watch?
70. Well, no, I don't know what my Samsung watch.
Well, why aren't you checking? You usually check the sunrise and the sunset.
You give me a heads up.
Okay, we've been doing it every day for months.
71 degrees predicted high. Currently 70, low tonight. 63, which is much warmer than it is today.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the sunset?
Overnight, it never. I don't think it dipped below 70 all night.
You have the sunset.
Oh, the sunset.
Yeah.
8:40.
Wow.
Keeps getting later. And
I know.
Later.
Yeah. It stays light later. Okay.
All right.
Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get into Dumpster Wednesday. Mm. Used to do this on Fridays.
Yeah, we've got so many stories we have not had a chance to get through, and they may sound dated. They may they may have sounded like something from last year.
No. They have a long shelf life.
Yes, they do.
There's no expiration date on some of these stories.
Well, what it does is it gives you kind of an overall picture of where we are at.
Where we are at?
Yes.
Okay.
My wife's a
where
writer.
Where are we?
My wife's a writer.
Yeah.
And she just, it just drives her crazy. Since she was a baby, I guess, because we were, talking about where it's at in the 70s and 60s. And,
right.
She doesn't like ending a sentence on at.
On a preposition.
Yeah, what is
or
it?
Or a proposition.
What is it? Who's the singer that had a song that where it's at?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, all right, look that up.
He did Loser.
Loser. Hmm. Huh.
Everybody's.
I
care.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Well,
now.
I'm
There's
just
a song.
I'm going for a guy.
This is where it's at.
Is it Dustin Lynch?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, never mind.
Okay. There's a lot of songs called Loser. I can't remember.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. But anyway, ending a sentence in ad is not a proper thing to do.
Exactly.
And that's why I love doing it.
Okay. We want to check the national day. Well, we can't check the national day calendar. We don't do that anymore. If we did, here are some of the days. National Want to Get Away Day.
Oh.
Want to Get Away Day. You know, it'd be nice to get away every once in a while. It's a good thing
isn't
to do,
there
right?
Isn't there a song, Get Away?
Get Away.
Got to get away, got to get away.
I don't know. All it's right. National Splurge Day. Splurge on something nice for yourself. And it's National Go Fishing Day. This is probably a really good fishing day for you fisher people out there. Because it's warm and humid. I think the fish might be biting today. Might see some fishermen out
there. Georgie Fame did one.
Georgie Fame,
got to get away.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if we can't come up with that one.
We'll look that up. In the meantime, I know Dom's been checking the history books.
Yes, he has.
The birthdays and everything.
Quite the list of
boy, you got a big list.
Items in the history book today.
I went deep yesterday.
Did
I
you?
Went very
really?
Deep. Yeah.
Deep dive.
In the
what do you got for us?
In 1879, the baby carriage was invented.
Wow.
Oh, what a day that must have been.
That was fantastic.
Fantastic.
We got wheels, we got a bassinet. What are we going to do?
It accidentally rode down the hill in front of a vehicle right away, first thing.
Oh, no. Put some brakes on that thing.
And then in 1948, the Columbia Records introduced the long-playing record album.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, the LP. Wow. 1948.
Okay.
Mm. a little bit of some sadness here. I'm not trying to be sad, but the Titan submersible operated by Ocean Gate imploded today back in 2023.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Okay. Birthdays.
We got Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow.
And then we have Dizzy Reed, who was a keyboardist for Guns N' Roses.
Paul McCartney, he died, right?
No, but he made an amazing comeback.
He really did right away.
Let's see. Paul McCartney, I'm going to guess, is 83? Dom?
I think 83.
I'm looking right now. Yeah. You are correct.
Thank you.
83.
Okay.
The guy knows everything about it. I'm a Beatles fan.
He definitely looked it up before the show.
No, I didn't.
No?
No. Ringo's got a birthday coming up because I share my birthday with Ringo Starr.
Oh.
So that's on July 7th. I know.
Funny we're not reminded of that constantly.
Other birthdays?
No other birthdays.
Well, I see on the list Dizzy Reed. Who's Dizzy Reed?
Yeah, Dizzy Reed. He was the... He was the keyboardist for Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
I missed that. Okay.
He's the keyboardist.
I heard a song yesterday. She said? She said the Beatles song.
A Beatles song.
Yeah.
She said, I think. I can't remember.
I was watching a special, Leonard Bernstein special on rock music way back in 67.
He was a big Beatles man. Yeah.
He was, and he dissected that particular song. I recorded it and watched it yesterday because it was just fascinating stuff.
Because that was a song that Lennon came up with on an acid trip.
Really?
Yes.
Because it changed keys. It changed from 3-4 to 4-4 and the whole thing, and he's just dissecting this thing, and it's kind of wild, you know?
Yeah, Leonard Bernstein, big, big Beatle fan.
He loved him.
Yeah.
And he really loved rock music at the time. But it was funny because he said, most of the music, rock music, is really bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. But there's about 7 or 8% that's really good. And then, of course, the narrator for the show, and the narrator was the guy who produced the show, and he produced it for, I think, one of the networks, news networks.
Okay.
So anyway, he came up with it, and it was just, and it was narrated really well, and and he really said that rock music was good overall, not 3 or 7% of the rock music, but it was really an interesting time capsule.
Well, yeah, remember that. Mid-60s, there were a lot of guys like Steve Allen and Milton Berle and all these old-timers at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Really put down the Beatles. I mean, they were just, this is trash. This is garbage. They wouldn't cut it a break at all because they saw their musical era was over.
Yeah.
It was over. And then people like Leonard Bernstein,
came out with that.
Really good stuff in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, those were the days.
Those were the days. No,
I
hated that
Mary
song.
Mary Hopkin?
Yeah, I
did
song.
Too.
God.
Yeah. That was
awful.
There
were so many bad songs about the 60s.
And that was Mary Hopkin was a Beatles protege.
Yes.
I mean, they gave her a record deal, and that song came out. I couldn't stand that song.
If you listen to the song, it's like just 8 minutes long.
I know.
It just goes on and on.
Forever. Yeah. Hey, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo Mattress. A lot has changed. Plenty has changed. Think of how many changes we've had since 1958.
Well, they came out with the... adjustable bed frame, which is it broke through.
Every time, big deal. Still a big deal. Adjustable bed frames. Excuse me. Verlo Mattress. They're still direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations on the East Side website. And go to Verlo.com and check out their adjustable bed frames. You will never regret getting an adjustable bed frame for the rest of your life. Okay.
Absolutely.
Just getting started on a Wednesday morning. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I haven't heard in a long time.
Yep, there you gotta go. Get away. And he had a hit, which was also mind-bogglingly horrible. It was The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I remember
right
the
after
name.
The movie, of course. And then, you know, he came out with a song, and it was okay, but, you know, over and over, the same story over and over, and having all these gunshots. There were really sound effects of machine guns just blasting something, you know. But it
really?
Was, yeah.
Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
I'll have to look that one
I'll have
up.
To look into that one.
Okay. We got a text here. You can always call us or text us. The phone line's open, 608-879-8255.
You want to try that?
What? That one?
What Doug suggests here is a new new promo idea. He's in a
he's
promotional
always got an idea.
Department, as you know.
Yeah.
Destroying Gordy's Subaru on the square at the farmer's market would make a great viral. Probably. John and Gordy join the Manosphere promotion. Bring sledgehammers for people to join in on the destruction. Thoughts? Thoughts? Yeah, he always follows these ideas up with thoughts.
Well, I remember, Doug has a thing about my Subaru.
Really?
You know, because he was living in Baraboo the same time I was. That's how I got to know Doug a little bit. Then he moved to Milwaukee, and I moved to Madison. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he still keeps in touch. But we were driving around one day in my Subaru, and, you know, and this big pickup truck was behind, you know, coming in from out yonder in the country, you know, into the big city of Baraboo. And it's pickup trucks all over my ass, you know, just tailgating and honking, you know, and then eventually, you know, drove around and kind of.
Are you a bad driver?
Cut me off. No, I was going the speed limit. I was obeying all the driving rules, but apparently the pickup truck was in. Was in a hurry to get to the next Trump rally or whatever, and a big flag on the back, and you know, you're driving a Subaru. That's you're a target.
You're a target. Yeah,
yeah. So ever since then, he said, "You gotta get rid of this Subaru." So he's come up with different ideas.
Yeah, you turned in your man card when you got that baby.
Apparently, I don't know.
Doug, I like the idea.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Don.
Watch out! I've got a Prius.
Yeah.
And I used to be the biggest enemy of Priuses ever because the people who drove Priuses drove me absolutely crazy.
Why?
Because they have a gauge on the dash that shows you when you waste gas and when you're accelerating, and it shows how much gas you're using.
Of course.
So people would drive according to what that gas gauge on their dash appeared to be like, you know, and it was just, you know, well, I pressed on the gas too hard, you know, and they'd like creep forward after, you know, at a green light, and it would drive me absolutely insane. I hated Prius drivers.
Then you became one.
And then, I was looking for a used car, and I found a Prius. And it was just so cool and so much fun. And then I decided at that point that when I drive my Prius, I'm going to break the mold. I'm going to give Prius owners a good name. I'm going to change the impression people have of Prius drivers.
Really? That was your mantra?
By cutting people off. Driving fast as hell through their neighborhoods.
In a Prius.
The madman in his red Prius.
Look out for him. Jeez. How's that working out for you? Okay?
Not well.
No, okay.
The kids won't ride in the car with me anymore.
You know, maybe I should Prius. You know, I like your Prius. I mean, it's very comfortable.
It is. It's really. It's super comfortable.
I do like those.
Yeah,
that might be my next car.
It's so comfortable. We actually took our vacation in the Prius.
Really?
We went to New Orleans.
No kidding.
Or New Orleans, as they like to call it down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, you can send us an email. You can do that by. Our email address, you know, we haven't talked about this enough because we haven't been gotten.
We never bring it.
I'm bringing it up now. jag@civicmedia.us. Jag means, you know, John and Gordy. So it's Jag.
Yes.
You know, our listeners are our Jag heads. jag@civicmedia.us. Send us send us something. I don't know. Send us anything.
It still doesn't sound good.
It sounds. Yeah, got to workshop that one. You can also go to the website, WMDXradio.com, and find out how to vote for us in the Best of Madison. We're up for Best Radio Team. You may have heard that. We should mention that once in a while. I think voting goes through the end of June. You can get on WMDXradio.com and click on the banner that says Best of Madison. Okay?
Oh, it does, yes. And, you know, we want to win.
Yes, we do.
I mean, you know, preferably. That's basically the point here. You can also send us a voice note.
Yes.
We'd love to hear from you. We only have one.
Thing is taking off like a rocket.
Why do I open up this can of worms? Anyway, send us a voice
note.
Here it
is. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
And it's that easy. All you have to do is hit the button, voice note, and leave your message, and we will play it here on the air.
Just go to the Civic Media app and onto the WMDX part of that app, okay? It's free to download and free to use.
Oh, sounds easy enough.
Good deal. 29 minutes past the hour when we return after the Midwest Food and Farm Report with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, we will have Idiocracy.
Oh, Dumpster boy. Fire Wednesday.
Yes. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
There might be some new technology entering the dairy realm that could impact sales of raw milk. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Now, let's remember, here in Wisconsin, we've got laws in place that make it illegal to sell raw milk. But in California, they're looking at ways around that. A company called Tamarack Biotics has gotten initial FDA acceptance of its light-based milk process. Bob Comstock is the company's CEO.
It's kind of difficult to pasteurize milk with ultraviolet light because it doesn't penetrate into the milk. So you have to do it in very thin films and with very high turbulence to renew the surface frequently. And that enables you to kill all the bad bugs in milk very effectively. In fact, we are more effective than heat at killing all the bad bugs.
Bob Comstock, the CEO of a company called Tamarack Biotics. It's a food technology company based in Fresno, California, working at this new science-backed non-thermal way to treat milk and still call it raw. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get rolling on a Wednesday. A little bit mixed as far as grain. Your numbers are next.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese in Chicago dropped another 2 cents to 177. 40-pound block cheese down 2.5 at 175.5. Double A butter on Tuesday down 1.5, 257.75 per pound. This morning, July corn is up 2. December new crop currently up to 441. July soybeans are unchanged. November new crop up 1 cent at 1068. The wheat for July currently a nickel stronger, 553 a bushel. The July class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently 3 cents stronger, 1799 a hundredweight. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the overnight. Mostly cloudy skies, light winds. Look for temperatures to drop into the mid-60s. On Wednesday, showers and storms and heavy rainfall. We'll see high temperatures in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the writer and producer from Bridge to Terabithia, David Patterson. Then we discuss men's mental health with DeLorean Walls from Brothers to Brothers. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. Until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Dumb all the time, and we prove it over and over and over again here on the show. This is John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX.
It is 6:36, cloudy this morning. Looks like rain is on the way off and on today. Some of those showers could be pretty heavy at times. Maybe a couple of thunderstorms rumbling through. And temperatures staying pretty steady, right around 70 degrees. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They emphasize passion over profit. They have fast and flexible appointments. Jim and Sarah will take care of you. They are helping people change their lives with their number one goal, not just selling hearing aids, but it's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check out their website. You can do an initial hearing test right there, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They're 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Okay.
All right. Dumpster Fire Wednesday. We've got a whole bunch of stories coming up here, but I want to touch on something that...
You can hear the fire going already.
Yes. Yes, we've started. There it is.
That dumpster's really flaming up here.
Trump is considering a U.S. military strike on Iran. All right.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind everyone... that during the campaign, the election, that Trump criticized Biden because all these countries around the world felt like they could get away with anything under Biden because he was just too easy on everybody.
Right.
And if Trump were president, there would be no wars.
Right.
No wars.
He'd be all about having peace.
That's exactly right. Yeah. These things wouldn't happen if Trump were president.
He was going to end the Ukraine war in day one.
Yeah.
You know, just end it.
And it's just amazing, you know. Now, of course.
Yeah,
you know,
Israel and Iran.
Threatening a U.S. strike on Iran.
Right. They want to get rid of their nuclear facilities in Iran once and for all. Just bomb the hell out of them.
And of course, he failed in the negotiations with Ukraine.
Right.
And Russia, that didn't work out. And in fact, he even found out that it wasn't easy working with Putin.
Yeah.
Now,
I thought they were buddy-buddies.
What a surprise it turned out to be.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
That war has flared up.
Yeah.
You know?
And in the Bermuda of the Middle East, right?
Yes, Gaza Strip.
What happened with that?
What happened?
That's exactly working out either.
It's not working out at all.
For some reason, we seem to be glossing over his major failures, all the things he promised, all the things he said would not happen if he were president, because people would recognize a strong man dictator, and they wouldn't try any of this stuff while the U.S. had control of the world.
Right.
Well, it's not happening.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Just a little reminder.
They had a big meeting. You know, he left the Canadian, the G7.
Early?
He left early because he had to get back to the White House and go to the Situation Room. They were all waiting for him there.
He was
come on.
He was being laughed at the G7.
Right.
Wow.
He felt insulted. That was
it. Well, yeah, he was isolated. It wasn't like people were really talking to him at all.
Very sensitive guy, as it turns out.
They were all talking past him.
Right. They were just ignoring him, apparently.
With, you know, references that he probably didn't pick up on. Yeah. And, you know, maybe one of these days when they finally have the Trump mobile phone, you know, you can just pull that baby out and act like he's talking on it all the time. And, hey, I got a call, you know, and then he can kind of, usher himself out.
That's going to be a common thing on the show, isn't it? This Trump mobile phone.
His golden phone.
And then his sons, you know, they're heading up this Trump mobile.
I think it's all Eric, right? It's Eric's project.
But no, they're both on it.
Are they?
Eric is the guy who's going out there and promoting
he's
it.
Promoting.
And then, of course, they bring out the coverage map.
Mm.
And the coverage map includes the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Oops.
Wow.
They forgot to rename that.
It's time for Daddy to get home and spank the boys. Wow.
The circus continues.
It really does. Mm-hmm. It really does.
All right.
I want to tell you, I have a secret fear now. I'm watching this thing unwind, the AI issue unwind here. We talk about it a lot on the show. Yeah. And we have talked about it with Busted Pencils. We've talked about it with our guests here. But AI, I thought it was going to be something really good. My sons hated AI. They really hated it. You know, Gen Z is not hip to AI at all. Mm. And I know now why. It is totally unreliable. It is a total joke. And not
what?
Only just a joke, but it's dangerous. It is truly a dangerous thing.
Why? Well,
because
why do
we
you
don't
say that?
Understand that.
Is
we
it
thought,
pushing back now against human control? I mean, we had that story the other day.
That turned me over on the whole thing completely. Yeah. When you played that for us.
Right.
What a great clip.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find that again. Dom, look back to last week.
Yeah, it's resisting human control.
Yes. And it's doing it in very clever ways.
Clever ways. Yeah. It's sending out messages trying to destroy the reputation of the people programming
trying to control it. Yeah.
Him. I called it him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The story was it made up a story about the people controlling it having an affair.
Having an affair.
It's just scandalous, you know, in the AI world.
I think it was even warning other AI programs
right.
That these things could happen to them.
Yes.
So it's not a good thing. And all of a sudden, there's this cavalcade of stories ripping into AI. And I have one here. This is Sharon Burnaby of Canada, and she's a reporter, she reveals the problems with AI and how easy it is just to find out about all this stuff. Let's listen to this.
Also, let me tell you what happens at the edge of knowledge for us scientists. We kind of laugh at AI, I'll be honest. We can put in different prompts and get different answers that sound very realistic but are not based in reality. We do it all the time. We double check ourselves and then we go, oh, well, I know 30 other papers that show the opposite thing to what AI is saying. And if you check the AI references, they're often incorrect and do not say what AI says it's telling you. If you do not have a basis of knowledge in this field, you cannot use AI to give you information that is correct at the edge of knowledge. In my personal experience, it's right 20 to 30% of the time. And that can change depending on how you word the prompt. It can go down to zero if you have a lot of bias in your prompt. Tell me other ways that vaccines are dangerous. Are vaccines dangerous? We'll get a very different summary, often citing mis and disinformation that has flooded the internet, than if you ask the question, what is the safety profile of a typical vaccine? You have 4 people in charge of major groups inside of the HHS that have no experience in vaccines, virology, no clinical experience, no infectious disease experience, no specialty in this area, and they're removing access to SARS-CoV-2 vaccines that have been demonstrated to be safe, well-tolerated, and prevent disease, including boosters. People who get their booster shots are less likely to be hospitalized, die, develop long COVID, and have significant cardiac events. This MAHA report was based in fiction, not scientific evidence and fact. Mm-hmm. Biased fictional writings are not how we should be delivering healthcare and not how we should be proceeding with science in the United States. Recently, people employed at the NIH walked out of an address being given by Jay Bhattacharya because he started spouting absolute nonsense. He then attempted to call it free speech. You are allowed to spout nonsense and have fictional works as free speech. Using them to direct people's healthcare and delivery of research science is not free speech. That is called a work of fiction. It is called lying. It is called destruction of integrity. Scientists and physicians around the world are extremely upset with how this is going right now. The average American citizen won't feel it until they are sick and dying because a work of fiction authored by these four clowns is what is driving your health care.
There you go.
Wow.
Wow. I know.
Who was that again?
What a takedown. That is a COVID reporter in British Columbia, Canada.
Okay.
And her name is Sharon Burnaby. And she lays it right out there. And, you know, the point is that if you ask a question that is somewhat biased and it detects that bias, it will come up with bias information. So that kind of blows the lid off this whole AI being the genius that it is. And I no longer even believe in AI at all. I mean, I think it, again, remember the guardrails. We talked about it with Mike McCabe.
Right.
Putting up guardrails on all of this stuff. And guardrails should be up and just limit AI to creative processes like, you know, songs or some ridiculous recipe. Just
arts
anything.
And entertainment.
Arts and entertainment. Yeah. It can go there.
Yeah.
You know, we'll know it's AI. It's not going to be that creative.
Yeah.
But we need to put something in place that keeps it from giving us medical advice.
Right. We found that report from last week.
All right,
here.
Let's play it. Let's play that.
Yeah. This talks about
AI is learning to escape human control. That's the very scary headline I saw in the Wall Street Journal. It's an essay written by a very worried AI consultant named Judd Rosenblatt, who cites two recent studies to argue that AI is, in fact, learning to escape human control. First, this is crazy stuff. Researchers gave OpenAI's O3 model a simple script that would shut off the model when triggered. In 79 of 100 trials, the AI model, independently, just on its own, edited the script. Shutdown command would not work. Even when ordered, allow yourself to shut down, the AI still disobeyed 7% of the time. Oh, and it gets even more frightening than that.
Oh,
other researchers, listen to this, using Anthropic's AI model, Claude 4 Opus, told the model it would be replaced by another AI system. It then fed fictitious emails into the system suggesting one of the engineers was having an affair. Got it? In 84% of the tests, the AI model drew on the emails to blackmail the engineer to not shut down the AI.
What?
Okay, so I'm quoting now from Judd. In other cases, the AI model attempted to copy itself onto external servers. We're in Mission Impossible land here. Wrote self-replicating malware and left messages for future versions of itself about the need to evade human control.
Oh, man.
That was Tony DeCoppo. Talking on CBS Mornings, talking about a Wall Street Journal article
that
about
AI.
That
is a classic cut.
I know. You keep that one handy.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah. It's scary.
It is really scary. And let's toss that into the dumpster. Do you have the dumpster all fired up and ready
fire
to go?
Fire that dumpster.
I think we have that dumpster.
Or
all
just throw it right in there. We can throw it right in.
Yeah, the fire is burning.
Yep, a little bit.
Okay, hang on.
Nope, there we go.
Toss it in.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, good.
A little louder. We're trying to make a point here.
Well, the fire kind of burned out there for a couple of minutes. We had to stir it up a little bit.
We do a voice message. A voice note.
Do we have time for it?
We do have time for it as well. Let's throw it in there.
Yep. Okay. All right.
What do we got?
Hey, guys. Trump left the G7 because he didn't like being surrounded by people that were smarter than him. So he just tucked tail and ran out of there. What a fool.
Absolutely.
That was Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you for that voice.
Yeah.
See? Matt's right on
top
of it.
It's easy, you know. It really is.
Matt can do it. Yeah. Excellent.
I'm kind of into this.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
All those Gen Zers are always pushing us further into the future.
So you can go to your Civic Media app and you'll find the voice note button there and send us a quick message.
All right. Okay. We'll be back with more of Dumpster Fire Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Stay with us.
Yeah.
as Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. I'm Catherine Lake, station manager of WMDX, and here is my plea to you, dear listener. Whether you love them or hate them, please vote John and Gordy Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. The link is right there on our homepage, WMDXradio.com. And I say this not because they're paying me. They are, but the point is this. They may actually not be the best, but you can find a lot worse on your radio dial. Am I right? I mean, really, have you heard some of the crap that's out there at this hour? Boring, insipid. Who wants to hear that first thing in the morning? At least John and Gordy give you accurate weather information, and Peterson seems to be relatively informed. They show up for the Madison Night Market. That's not easy when you're getting up at 4 a.m. They tell you about pets available at the Humane Society. Oh, and poor Dominic. He didn't know what he was getting into, but let's put a vote in for John and Gordy and Dominic Lee. Do it for Dominic. WMDXradio.com.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX, come on. John and Gordy in the morning. You know, I never knew who the singer was in Dave Clark 5.
It was Dave Clark.
No, it wasn't. No, he was the drummer.
Well, he was the drummer, but I thought he did most of the singing.
But the guitar player is the guy who does the singing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's got that rough voice. I mean, it doesn't seem like it should come out of that.
I don't know.
That guy, but, you know.
Dave Clark 5.
Yeah. Good stuff.
They were great. 6:53, this portion of John and Gordy in the morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things, though, have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Just go to verlo.com. Okay, let's get back.
The AI thing. You know, yeah. It detects the answer you want to get. It senses,
it's biased.
It senses your bias, you know, which is scary as heck. But anyway, some of the time it seems to be right on the money, and that is what happened when somebody asked a question, fed in the big bad Bill, and ChatGPT
came up with a summary of what it thought of the big bad bill. And it didn't seem like the question was biased at all. Okay. Now, all right. I had two cuts and it was very long and ponderous. So I'm just going to play you the end of this because it sums up exactly what's in the big bad bill. And by the way, because the Senate is involved now, it looks like it's going to get worse. I thought they were going to save us, but they're not.
No.
Okay, so let's get to the last part of this, and this is a summary of the big bad bill according to ChatGPT.
The human cost will be catastrophic. Let's be crystal clear. People will suffer if this bill passes. Children will go hungry as food assistance is gutted and work requirements are tightened. Trans youth will lose access to care and their families will be criminalized for seeking it. Immigrants, many of them legal residents, will live in fear of removal or retaliation. Workers will face unregulated financial scams, higher pollution, and fewer rights. The elderly and disabled will face a future without independent scrutiny of Medicare or Social Security sustainability. This bill treats social safety nets as disposable and human rights as negotiable. Final verdict, this is the dress rehearsal for autocracy. If this bill becomes law, it will not just change what the government does. It will change what the government is. It is a declaration that only certain people deserve protection, only certain truths can be spoken, and only certain lives are worth investment. This is the type of legislation autocrats dream of. Legal, sweeping, ideologically rigid, and dressed in the language of reform. If you believe in democracy, pluralism, justice, or simply the idea that the government should not be a weapon, H.R. 1 must be buried, not amended, not negotiated, defeated, fully.
Wow.
Whew. Okay.
All right. Takes the breath away.
It does.
And now it's about to get worse as it makes its way through the Senate.
Yeah.
My
they
God.
Want even deeper cuts.
Yes, they do.
To
they
Medicare,
want more.
Right?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I got to say, I tried ChatGPT once in college a couple years back, and it is scary accurate. It is scary accurate. Yeah. My teachers had no clue what was going on, and I was like, I'm not using this anymore. It's almost too real. Too real.
I think if you feed the exact documentation into it and then have an interpretation of that documentation, that might be a good use of ChatGPT or any kind of AI program. It could be. I'm just saying I'm not sure yet. not sure at all.
I was listening to Todd Alba yesterday afternoon, and he had somebody in it. Forgive me. I don't know who the guest was. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about the bill before the Senate, the Wisconsin State Assembly.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they're going through the bill, and they said, well, you know, one of the ideas that the Republicans brought up was to change all of the numbers, all the digits in the bill to written words, and they were going to use ChatGPT to do this, to change like 79 million, whatever.
Colon.
Write it out. You know, write it and have ChatGPT, and that way the governor could not veto it or change the numbers for some technical reason. They said, you know, he can change. He can, change some of the numbers.
The numbers, or he can scratch off a number
veto.
Or two. Yes.
Yeah, he could veto the numbers, but he couldn't veto. You
a
can't
spelled out.
A spelled out word. And I couldn't believe.
Man, that is.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Really. So they're going to use ChatGPT to do that. So Tony Evers could not.
That is important
could
to
not
know.
Veto those numbers stuff. Out of the bill or line item.
How did they come up with that?
I
it's
know.
Almost too creative
That's
for Republicans. Come on. <man. laughs> Right?
Yes. Yes. God. Well, you know, Robin Voss.
Yeah. What they will come
Behind
up with
that
next.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, we've got just a little bit of time left, and just fill everybody in. You can always listen on the Civic Media app.
That's right.
And check us out there.
Mm-hmm.
You could also listen to the network if you'd like during the day. You know, Tom Hartman and Maggie Dawn and Todd, of course.
And That's all part of the Civic Media app.
And, of course, Stephanie, who's a very close friend of ours.
Yes.
We really bonded backstage when they were here for the sexy liberal tour.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Saw her backstage at the Barrymore,
And John Fugelsang, of course, doing all his push-ups.
Right before going on stage.
20 push-ups
He's a
every
wild man.
Day, all the time.
We got to get them back. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
You know, Governor Evers can just veto the entire bill.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And he has never done that. So now we'll see what happens.
He might do that.
With these clever little tricks by the GOP.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in just a few moments.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Multiple sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented a range of options by his national security team that he's considering, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran warns that U.S. involvement could bring an all-out war in the region. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The New York Times reports Iran is preparing missiles for potential retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases. In the meantime, Iran firing more ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Iran's missile stockpile may be dwindling. Some analysts estimate Tehran may have fewer than 1,000 medium-range missiles left. And Israel now says it's neutralized one-third of Iran's missile launchers.
The East Coast will be under a life-threatening heat wave next week, mid-90s to low 100s, and it won't cool down much overnight. A hurricane's expected to form today in the Pacific off Costa Rica, eyeing Acapulco. Erica could be the fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News.